Ladies and gentlemen, the stories you are about to hear are true. Only the newspapers should be changed to protect the birdcages. And now the Greater Pittsburgh Chapter of the Foundation for the Prevention of Whimsy presents the WRCT Crime and Incident Report. Authentic tales of your police departments in action, stolen from local newspapers, and presented in an attempt to fool the management into thinking that this station broadcasts in the public interest. Friday, July 13th, a 25-year-old Hampton Township man and his accomplice, a 25-year-old woman from Richland, were apprehended inside the Walmart. Police say they tried to steal $637 worth of DVDs by hiding them under their children. Wednesday, July 25th, a 53-year-old woman from Cranberry Township was arraigned on charges of burglary, theft, and trespassing. Police say she stole $500 in office equipment from a man who had fired her. Then she cut all of the flowers off of a tree in his lobby. Tuesday, July 31st, someone smashed the lock on the Pepsi machine in front of the Agway store in Indiana Borough and stole $3 in coins. Wednesday, August 1st, four inflatable pink flamingos were stolen from a residence on Indian Creek Valley Road in Wharton Township. Friday, August 3rd, someone drained oil from a Chevrolet van without the owner's permission while it was parked at a department building in White Township. Saturday, August 4th, a Waynesburg man was charged with public drunkenness after police found him stumbling along the road carrying a road sign. Later that same day, a Blairsville man told police that someone put garbage into his dumpster without his permission. Sunday, August 5th, a 24-year-old California borough man was charged with assault on a police officer. Police observed the man crawling down 3rd Street. When an officer stopped to help the man kicked him. Monday, August 6th, a North Charleroi man told police that a burglar attempted to enter his home. The burglary was foiled when the folding chair that the burglar was standing on folded up and collapsed underneath him. Tuesday, August 7th, a Moon Township man was found passed out on the sidewalk in the 700 block of College Park Drive. When police asked what he was doing there, he told them, quote, "waiting for you." And finally, a 58-year-old woman from Penn Hills was charged with insurance fraud by the state attorney general's office. According to an affidavit of probable cause, investigators allege that she filed a fraudulent disability claim after a refrigerator door fell on her in a used appliance store. On July 30th, a preliminary hearing was scheduled before the Honorable Leonard J. Romiak, District Magisterial Judge in and for the municipality of Penn Hills, County of Allegheny, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. In a moment, the results of that hearing. And while we wait for the thrilling conclusion of today's police blotter, here's a message from the Greater Pittsburgh Chapter of the Foundation for the Prevention of Whimsy. Folks, life is a serious business. Every day the news brings us reports of murders, wars, floods, fires, and accidents. So don't take chances by telling jokes, giggling, or tickling small children. Only you can ensure that your friends, family, and loved ones, if any, remain glum and morose. This message paid for by the Foundation for the Prevention of Whimsy. That Penn Hills woman accused of fraudulently claiming that she was injured by a refrigerator door waived her right to a preliminary hearing. She is awaiting trial in Allegheny County Common Pleas Court. You have just heard the WRCT Crime and Incident Report. Technical advice comes from Sergeant Seymour W. Remington, Greengate Mall Parking Patrol, retired.